rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes through. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show, and you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love. Really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you. And circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now, old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads, and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life. It's life's illusions that I recall. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Hello, this is Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I have two very important and special guests who are going to introduce themselves. Anna, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Anna. I'm a sophomore.
What else?
I feel like I'm doing an introduction of my classes. Really excited to be here at Beantunes. Have tuned in a few times. And, you know, I think Jill has a music taste that is the perfect amount of pretentious and quirky, but also classic.
Wow.
And I'm being nice to Jill. This is so shocking, but I'm just so honored to be here. And I think we have a really special theme for today, and I'm really honored mm-hmm. to kind of explicate it and do a little digging into what this really means.
Okay, great, great. We have another guest who will introduce herself now. Yeah.
I am Bronwyn, also a huge fan of Beantunes, arguably Beantunes' biggest fan, also a huge fan of WMFO. So excited to be here, so excited to introduce the theme. We have an awesome show planned for you guys today.
So awesome.
So cool and awesome, yeah. One might say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the theme is, who wants to say it?
Should we say it all together?
Well, do we?
Okay, one, two, three, women!
Medieval women!
Okay, specifically medieval women. And yeah. Who wants to describe what that means?
So Broadway. The other night, Jill and Anne and I were taking a lovely walk through the streets of Somerville, Massachusetts. And we were looking at the trees, the fall foliage, looking over the hill, Walnut Hill. Well, I used the adjective medieval to describe the feeling of a November night walk through Tufts. And I tried to explain it to Jill and Anna. I think they understand the concept by now. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to explain a little bit more what medieval means to us.
Yeah, to you specifically, Anna, what does medieval mean?
Well, when Bronwyn introduced this, I honestly was not looking over the fall foliage of Tufts. I was sad because it was dark at 4:30 and also it was freezing. And so those were most of my thoughts. But when Bronwyn introduced the thought of medieval and pointed out how, you know, the lights in the houses and the cracks in the sidewalk were really just a beautiful thing and something to be appreciated and something that, like, really took us back to our ancestors in the medieval era. Mm-hmm. I had no idea what she was talking about, but then she continued saying it to describe pretty much everything. And soon I realized that medieval was just a state of mind in which you weren't depressed by the fact that it gets dark so early now, but in fact you embrace it and you think,
yes,
this is what King Arthur would have wanted.
So true. What Stregonona, what stone soup, what our forefathers intended.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, to me, medieval is so awesome because, first of all, it requires a special type of construction of adjective plus so. The modifier so is so important to medieval because it can't just be like, okay, that's medieval. It has to be like so medieval for it to really count. And that means really like changing your mindset and changing your whole outlook on life. So this is so important. I need to like figure out how to talk again because it's really like medieval has permeated every level of my like
my we're thinking. Gonna continue throughout the show like trying to put into words what medieval means to us.
Yeah. And then okay, we need to go into like why women is the other part of the theme.
Well, women are just so medieval and they're so cool and awesome and important. And we were just sitting around, we all live together, and we were sitting around our square table like knights might. Mm-hmm. And we were just thinking about our femininity and what
that
means to us.
Well, to put it into context, we live in a suite of 10 with 9 women and 1 man. And this weekend was the first time that the one man was gone. And when Julian left, we realized that
shout out.
As a collective of 9 women, there's just a feminine energy in our suite that we, like, aren't really tapping into.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as Julian was gone, the journals came out, the peppermint tea was brewed, and discussions of femininity ensued.
Yeah. So, okay,
so
basically
true.
We put together this list for today with those two things in mind, medieval and women. So I encourage all of our listeners to also do the same. Be thinking medieval in your medieval way and also be embracing your femininity, even if that means if you're not a woman, you can embrace your femininity as well.
And we'll continue explaining it throughout the next hour.
It will change your outlook, though. Like, we were at a flea market, and I was like, this is a flea market. And then I was like, no, this is a medieval flea market. And suddenly a whole new door opened. It was just like, I honestly felt like I was transformed. So,
all right. So I think this is a perfect time for Anna's first song to play. It's from Kate Bush. Do you want to explain why you played or wanted to play this song for today?
Well, I think Kate Bush has a special talent in that she's able to make a 19th century book that, like, no one really wants to read, but everyone still reads anyway, something that's danceable and really exciting to younger generations. And I'm saying this as someone who thought she was an English major, still, like, absolutely flaming the Brontes, but I don't know, just never seen the appeal of Wuthering Heights until Kate Bush. And I just think her singing technique is so unique. And I learned about it in my magical realism class, and somehow that just made so much sense to me. And magical realism, medieval, like, it goes hand in hand. And she just is kind of screeching, but in a way that somehow, like, feels good to hear.
Just so woman.
It's so woman. Like, she's just tapping into her innermost femininity, just, like, screaming about, like, Heathcliff. And we're just like, yeah, like, let's absolutely dance to this.
Yeah. You know what's also so woman? Unabashedly talking about the things you learn in class.
So true. Women need to, especially medieval women, need to embrace their intellect, because too long we've let knights silence us.
That was so girl boss.
So slay.
On that note, here's Kate Bush with Wuthering Heights.
You had a temper like my jealousy, too hard, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, I loved you too. Please.
So that was Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. Such a classic. How can you not love that song? I know the show is about women and we're not really supposed to be acknowledging men, but I know my dad is listening and he's a huge Kate Bush fan. So that one was for you. And next up we have Sleater-Kinney with Modern Girl.
If all
picture us better. We finally found a winter for your sweater. Got a brand new big suit of armor. It's time since you left. I've grown so much. If I could have seen you just once more, tell you how much you're adored. There's no point anymore. Waiting for the call from
everyone. I'm back. That was Wise Blood, Picture Me Better. We have some really important content that we need to talk about. And I think it's important that we really hammer in the head. Like, what is medieval? Mm-hmm. So the game that we're about to play live on air is fill in the blank. Wait, what did I say?
It's the medieval feminine urge to, and then we're going to go blank. In a circle, yeah. And each fill in the blank until we run out of things to say.
So it's basically just anything, and we're going to run out.
No, but medieval feminine things.
Just to really, ingrain
yeah.
the concept.
Just to give you, a really good idea of, how we're conceptualizing this concept. Okay, mm-hmm. Ready? Bronwyn, go first.
Okay. Journaling in your room at night by candlelight with peppermint tea and honey.
Okay, putting things in your notes app and that's it. Notes app. Notes app is so, yeah.
I was just gonna say stockings. Mm. Just that.
Okay.
Intense charcuterie boarding.
Mm. Yeah. Pinterest. Yeah.
Those silk slip dresses, but as fashion.
Leg warmers, extra points if you knitted them yourself.
So true. Any knit thing, yeah.
Yeah, knitting. Knitting is so women.
Knitting, yeah. And any handiwork.
Mm.
Okay.
So true. I feel like... Fuck, I said it could be anything, and now I'm running out of things to say. The flea market was medieval.
Flea market.
Okay, so this one's kind of niche, but that intersection outside of DeWick between the campus center at around 4:30 p.m. when the sun is setting and you look over the houses in Somerville and you can, see the little rooftops against the sky with, the tree outline against the sunset. So medieval.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, I so agree.
Also, the hours of 3 to 6 p.m. in November just generally...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or that, what other times of day? I would say, when you first wake up and, when you have to, that's when you, put on your socks. Putting on,
putting
socks.
Putting on socks. So women.
So women. Also, right after you get out of the shower.
True. Mm, so true.
Something about that, steamy, and, if you're playing music, yeah.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see Harleston out my window and it's extremely medieval and it kind of gives me Camelot and I think about that a lot. And there's this tree there too that currently has been changing colors and the combination I feel like is bringing out my womanhood these past few weeks and
it's your made medieval me feel empowered. Womanhood.
My yeah. medieval womanhood. The yeah. combination.
My view is of the Somerville Community Garden, which, if you know me, you know I won't shut up about this, but I've been watching all the little old people in the community of Somerville, like, tend to their little garden patches. I've, like, drawn that garden. I've photographed the garden. I spent hours just, like, watching the garden and journaling about the garden. Like, it's literally the most woman and medieval thing in my life currently, but I absolutely love it.
It's like, you know that app, Heyday?
Yeah. No, literally, stop. I, like... No, I had the most intense
Heyday crafts.
Wait, Heyday is actually so woman because you like grow all the. Okay, I went through like the most intense Heyday phase. Me and my friend Izzy and my brother all had farms that were like in a little group together,
really?
And we so would cute. Grow things and like tend to our animals. But the idea of just having a farm and Heyday, so women, so mm-hmm. medieval.
Yeah,
that no. actually hits the nail on the head. I think
Heyday is the exact right. Like, yeah, there's something about it that's just like so exactly what we're trying to describe.
Uh-huh.
Did you have like the fake Animal Crossing on your phone where like you actually just couldn't do anything?
But Animal Crossing is also so I actually had the real Animal Crossing.
See, like I didn't have a DS, so I just had the fake one. All you could do is fish, and I don't even like fish, but I would like just go fish and then like buy myself a tutu, and I was like, thinking back, that was so medieval.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also the Minecraft creative mode.
Yeah.
So
yes. Yes.
That's like so feminine. So no, because all the boys would do the, like, I don't even know what the other mode is. Like
the one where you're fighting.
Yeah, where you're like killing people. Mm-mm. No, I would just like build houses and trees. And
yeah, tending to your land. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something so like, yeah, where you feel whole. Or like, what's the like feeling of medieval? You know what I mean? I feel like there's like a mind body sort of like holistic experience of medieval femininity.
So
it's just like
true.
Suddenly the world is brighter, I feel like.
Yes.
Another game that really comes to mind is Sims. I really was into making myself like really domestic on Sims.
Yeah.
So like I'd like send my children off to school and then just like clean my house, and I was like, this is so fulfilling.
Mm-hmm.
That was really, and yeah, I had a little garden there too.
I'm starting to think that this is just like new age girl boss feminism where we're like self-care.
But we're also like degenerating because it's like, let's just clean
just
and
clean
our gardens. And I'm like, this is so woke.
No. But okay, I feel like reclaiming those things that have been made women things and like saying, no, this is like, I'm doing this because it's for me. It's for so to
it's
feel
for
whole.
It's my feminine.
It's to feel medieval. It's to feel, yeah, feminine and medieval and whole.
I also feel like frothed milk is medieval. Sorry, I needed to put that out there.
Yeah, just no, I think that's probably like right. Yeah, and the specifically those milk frothers
mm-hmm.
and ceremonial matcha whisks, which I have.
Mm,
and I've bless. Shown to too many people. Like, I don't actually use it. I just have it as a prop to show people.
It's a nice breaker.
Yeah. No, another so medieval woman thing is, like, having little things that, like, represent who you are as a, like... Like little objects that represent you fully.
So true. No trinkets, and you just don't know where to put
like
them.
Tchotchkes, like, yeah.
Yeah, they just migrate around your room. Yeah. So many of those.
Have you ever had one of those?
I'm like deciding whether or not I should tell a little story. Essentially, I like have started a little shrine on the window of my boyfriend's room that includes like a tiny mini calendar, a tiny succulent, like all these little, I'm going to put like these little ceramic
mm-hmm.
like objects, but yeah. like, feminine urge to like take little objects and put them places is like
literally foraging.
Yeah,
the feminine
yeah.
urge
so
to
true.
Forage.
So true.
Someone was talking about how stealing from like big stores is also like part of that foraging tradition that we're continuing.
Mm.
Which is like, I don't know if I really agree with that because I feel like it's so not medieval woman to like steal earrings from H&M.
No, I think I'm against the stealing thing personally, but
no, but that's so hunter and gatherer.
True.
We're gathering our...
I was actually gathering leaves for a really long time, like,
really?
For the past couple of weeks, but I kept, like, getting leaves from the ground that I thought were pretty, and then I would put them in my little canvas tote bag and forget about them, and then a couple days ago, I realized that there was, like, all this, like, crumpled up leaf, like, ness in the bottom of my tote bag mm-hmm. from leaves I'd just been, like, sticking in there.
Yeah, no, that's another so woman thing, the detritus on the bottom of your tote bag.
Oh, yes, true. Yes, yes.
That you actually cannot decide what it is. Like, just, like, mine sometimes is, like, wet. I
ew, yes. That's so gross.
No, my tote bag's changed color on the outside. Like, I don't know what happened, but clearly something.
Yeah, well, I keep my, like, I just put, like, my drinks in my tote. Like, this is not, yeah, no.
True.
putting just like reckless with reckless abandon, putting whatever you have in your hands in your tote bag is also so woman.
Mm-hmm. Putting iced latte in a mason jar in your tote bag.
Yeah, sticky like gross things in your tote bag, and just like trusting that the tote bag will hold it and keep it safe.
Yeah, it has like no structure, but something I like feel like it's like some kind of cradle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my three sweaters that I left in there will support it.
True. Anna just, another feminine thing that Anna does is leaving her sweaters and like articles of clothing everywhere.
That is not true.
Our suite is just like part of the structural integrity of our suite is like Anna's belongings strewn about.
That's actually kind of true. I go through a lot of sweater changes in the day where like I really don't like changing my whole outfit, but sometimes the sweater just isn't working. It's not medieval enough or what have you. And so I can't make it all the way to my room. I like have to leave it on the kitchen table, which I'm working on.
Also, the feminine urge to change halfway through the day.
So true.
Yeah.
And then I just like bring my film camera around, like don't even take pictures because it's like for a project, but it's just like for the clout.
Yeah, no, the feminine urge to carry around your film camera as a prop.
Oh, no, that's too personal.
As a conversation starter, never happens. Like, no one's ever like, oh, wow, is that a film camera? People just don't say anything, but I'm like, they're going to ask.
Yeah.
They want to know.
There's so few things that I carry around and, like, hope that people, like, no, that's, like, I, like, literally will go around with the intention of, yeah. So,
Bronwyn, explain what that is.
Bronwyn reveal time.
So I have a flip phone, like number one thing about me.
Yeah.
But it is mostly a conversation starter, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So my friends and I were talking about this in high school, but like people who have like really terrible quality things, like people who have like really old, like dirty cars are like really good quality people.
Interesting.
And I think that like that's like medieval women too. Like having really old, like sort of not functioning versions of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's simultaneously rejecting capitalism and stealing.
Yeah.
It's both.
Is medieval femininity anti-capitalist?
Yeah, medieval femininity is anti-capitalist because you're just hunting and gathering. You're like stealing those extra bananas from DeWick, like what have you.
Yes.
And like stealing from bananas from DeWick.
So medieval, so women. We just have like a huge thing of like rotting bananas in our suite and like no one's even eating them, but like it just makes so much sense and it's so medieval of us.
The rotting mush of bananas in the bottom of my tote bag is so medieval femininity.
Oh, so true.
Yeah.
Also just like, I feel like rejecting folders, just like throwing papers in there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty medieval women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I so agree. I think it's time for us to read our PSA of the day. Anna want to do it?
I would be honored.
Okay.
We figured that we would choose a medieval to kind of further help you understand. We would give a little advice as medieval women. And this PSA is about autumn outdoor exercise. So autumn brings out some of the most beautiful days of the year in New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Spoken like a spoken word poem reciter.
Yeah, I should have liked the like slam poetry
style. Yeah, snaps. So medieval.
Thank you. And extra points if you observe the colors on the hill, even though it's pitch blackout at 3 p.m.
Yeah, yeah. Night vision.
Yeah.
So medieval.
So medieval.
All right. With that, we have this next song from Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus, which is like the trio of
such powerful women.
Yeah.
Girl bosses.
Boy Genius is girl bosses only.
Really? Is it not the trio of girl boss, gatekeep, and gaslight? Or
which one is which?
Well, Phoebe Bridgers has to be gatekeep because some people couldn't get tickets to her concert.
Yeah, she is the gatekeeper of my happiness.
Some people.
Yeah.
Jill and Anna were like sent into spiral from not getting Phoebe Bridgers. That was a rough week for the suite.
It was over the summer too, but somehow it permeated the suite.
Yeah, yeah. And then also when like during the week of the concert and seeing people in various cities across the Northeast seeing her live.
Oh, and then our other friend who also lives in the suite, not to name names, got a last-minute invite and said that Phoebe Bridgers was boring and sad.
Yeah. That really, like, just totally destroyed me.
That cast a dark aura over the suite that we had to undo with a lot of medieval work. Yeah.
I think that that itself is to blame for that period of my, like, yeah.
I agree. Yeah. No, my seasonal depression is all thanks to not getting Phoebe Bridgers tickets.
And then one of our sweetmates going and calling it boring.
Yeah. She heard I Know the End live and rolled her eyes. Like, how? That's unexcusable.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Phoebe Bridgers is gatekeep. Julian, maybe we shouldn't go into this.
we're going to get
too much time. Okay. Anyway, here's me and my dog. Wow, there's so much squeaking going on. That's so fun. Anyway, here's me and my dog. Enjoy.
We had a great day, even though we forgot to eat, and you had a bad dream, and we got no sleep, 'cause we were kissing. I had a
Hey guys, I'm back. That was Something's Cosmic by Angel Olsen, an Anna pick. Anna, do you want to go into why you chose that song?
Kind of for similar reasons as Kate Bush. I feel like she's just not singing in a very traditional kind of like, it was a lot more about like the melody and the like humming. And I just thought that was medieval because it's not all about words. It's about the vibe. And right. I think Angel Olsen really encapsulated that, and also it makes me feel like I'm like kind of floating and levitating and like entering a new universe, and I think that's also medieval because it's like entering a new time frame many decades ago.
So true, snaps. Before that, we played "Me and My Dog" by Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus. Bronwyn, do you want to go into why you chose that song?
Just a huge fan of Boy Genius in general. Each of those artists is incredible on their own as well, and I think together. They have some really awesome songs.
So anti-woman of you to include an album named Boy Genius in this
so
segment.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
Apologize now.
Make amends.
Anyway, we needed to do this thing, which is like sort of annoying, but we needed to, I think Notes app, we wanted to get into that. Why is that medieval women? And we were going to give you some of our Notes app content. Who wants to go first?
I think you should go first, Jill.
Okay. So I sort of have like a series of Notes app things that happened during quarantine, which I think so one of them is a list of places that I wanted to take photos of, and one of them is like a little food market, and that feels like so medieval woman. Another one is a list of dresses that I wanted to buy, most of which are Aritzia dresses and some of which are Anthro and some Free People, and so that also seems to encapsulate. I have not bought or looked at this list ever after making that list, but yes. Another one is entitled "Hey You Do These." It's a list of grounding exercises.
Did you think like the aggression in the title was gonna make you want to be like grounded?
Yeah. And then the last one that I want to share is a list of dreams that I remember, but I only wrote one because my favorite thing to do is like to start at quote unquote habit and just never do it again.
Wait, I have a dreams one too that only has two dreams and they're from 2 days in a row, and then it says to be continued and then I never write anything else.
Yeah, that's also so medieval woman.
It really truly is.
All right, someone else go next.
I also have a bunch of scattered ones. I have a lot that just are like one line. So I have one that says, "Nicole will give me her last bit of milk if it comes to that." So wow. Eerie. No context.
That is eerie.
I have another one that just says, "White chunky knit cardigan," which I think is very medieval woman.
Yeah.
And then I make a lot of lists of like plans that I'm going to do in like a week or in a day or in like over a break or whatever. And so over the summer, like halfway through, I wrote a list of things that I was going to do for the rest of the summer. And it goes from like getting piercings to going to one specific pizza place to trying a dumpling to sitting at my friend's house to going to Disney World. And awesome. I did approximately two of those things, which was I got piercings and went to my friend's house, where I also wrote this. So that was kind of, you know, bound to happen. And then I also like to, like, take notes for class on my phone sometimes if I'm really lazy, and then just, like, have a bunch of classes in a row. So it'll go from, like, notes from my child studies class to just times I need to develop my film at. So it will be, like, 8.5, F6, and just, like, then go into, like, Bronfenbrenner's ecological systems.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay,
so,
great.
Eclectic.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay, my top two notes. The first one is some of my plans for this Thanksgiving break, which include getting mushroom udon from this vegan restaurant with my mom, going to the MFA also with my mom to see this women in art exhibit.
Yes.
Going hiking with my family in the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and cleaning up my closet, all of which I think... Oh, and I have... huge cooking aspirations.
Yeah.
I have already created a Pinterest board for all the things I plan to cook in the next, like, 3 days. And then my other note is, like, things to include on a charcuterie board, which include blood orange, apricots, figs, this one specific type of cracker I like, raspberry preserves, and other things of that sort.
Charcuterie board, yes. Mm-hmm. So women, so medieval.
And toast.
And
but
toast.
Like, elaborate toast.
Yes, toast.
We don't need
starches.
To get into the discussion.
Okay. It's a whole can of worms.
Right, okay. So we're going to play another song. This one's from Feist. It's called Graveyard. Anna, any last words on this song?
Found the song from Gossip Girl. I'm very embarrassed to admit that, but no. That's so not medieval woman of me. I'm actually canceled for that, yeah. But I do love this song a lot. And it has a really medieval aspect if you are able to move beyond the fact that it's from Gossip Girl.
Alrighty, here's Graveyard by Feist.
Bring them all back to life. Whoa.
Alrighty, you guys, that was Graveyard by Feist. We have one more song for you, so unfortunately we're going to have to close. But this has been your DJ, Jill Yum, with my guests, Anna Goldstein and Bronwyn Legg, with Bean Tunes Radio, and you were listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Thanks so much for listening, guys. What else?
Thank you.
Thank
we really
you.
Hope we opened your eyes to a whole new time and place. Revisioning yeah. Somerville through a medieval lens.
Transcend through Bean Tunes Radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any last words?
Thank you so much for listening.
All right. This last one is from Fiona Apple. It's called I Know. Enjoy.
Can use my skills.